The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There we go. So, yes, yeah, so welcome. It's delightful to see you all. I think earlier this week, I don't remember exactly when, I think it might have been Sunday, Gil Fronstall gave a Dharma talk that one thing that he talked about was this idea of being the generation that cares. That is, you know, in the future, when they look back at this time with COVID-19, what would it be like for them to say, yes, this was the generation that cared? I felt inspired by this idea, you know, that we could be known by this, that we could really bring out the best in ourselves, bring out the best in each other, bring out the best in humanity. Be the generation that cared. So I was, you know, been reflecting, well, what does that look like? How do we do that? I mean, the obvious things, right, are to do what we're doing and that not being irresponsible with where we're going and what we're doing so that we don't spread the virus. Taking care of, you know, washing our hands, these kinds of things. And there are a few verses that are in the Dhammapada that I'd like to read. The Dhammapada is a Buddhist text. It's probably the most common, the most popular text. It's been translated. I think I myself on my shelf have like four, maybe five different translations. There's probably like 40 or 50 different translations. You can find a bazillion of them on the internet. Dhammapada, often doesn't get translated. If we were to translate it, it'd be something like steps on the way or something like that. And it's filled with just a bunch of pithy little statements. It's all written in verse. But when it gets translated into English, it kind of loses some of that verse quality. But they're really short in these little sayings. They're attributed to the Buddha. And here's this one. So maybe I'll actually do a little bit more to preface this, right? So for those of you who don't know, may not be familiar with, so these texts, you know, they come from around that, you know, a couple thousand years ago. So the language and the setting is different. And yet there's also some timelessness to them. So maybe the language isn't exactly what we would say today, but the sentiment, the idea, what it's pointing to, be something that's relevant today. So here's verse 223 from the Dhammapada. Conquer anger with non-anger. Conquer wickedness with goodness. Conquer stinginess with giving, and a liar with truth. I love this. I feel inspired by this, that when we find ourselves up against or experiencing, seeing, doing anger, wickedness, stinginess, or lying, we can just respond with non-anger, goodness, giving, and truth as best we can. So it doesn't say that we should, you know, hate the people that are hating, or that we should get all upset ourselves. But there's something I think all of us that recognize that, you know, to meet anger with non-anger opens the door and is a path forward, or to meet wickedness, meet, I don't know what word we could use other than wickedness, but thoughtlessness maybe, or unskillfulness, unwholesomeness, to meet that with goodness. It really changes the situation. I'm not saying that it's going to change it immediately, and I'm not changing this is easy. But there's something really powerful just to recognize that the opposite of something, some difficulty, some contraction, some thing that is the opposite of caring, if we can meet it with caring, it takes the shape of non-anger, goodness, giving, or truth, can be transformative. So I'll say this verse again. Conquer anger with non-anger. Conquer wickedness with goodness. Conquer stinginess with giving, and a liar with truth. And then I'll add, as best we can. Right, sometimes when we hear about these verses or these sayings, they get idealized and put up on a pedestal and think like, okay, there's this perfection out there. But I like to think of these things as a pointing us towards a direction, as a movement, a where to go, a North Star. And then related to these verses or this sentiment or with a similar North Star is this other verse. This one is verse 5 from the Dhammapada that goes like this. Hatred never ends through hatred. By non-hate alone does it end. This is an ancient truth. Hatred never ends through hatred. By non-hate alone does it end. This is an ancient truth. Yeah. By non-hatred alone does it end. What is non-hatred? There's a number of different ways we can interpret that. Some translators interpret it as love. I think of it more as open-mindedness or warm-heartedness. You know, a willingness to not succumb to the hatred. Maybe hatred is a strong word, but you know, again, that kind of impressionistic feeling of really strong dislike. I don't know if that's an adequate synonym of hatred, but. So in this way, I think these verses are pointing to how can we be the generation that cares? So we can be the generation that's meeting everything that's not caring with care. And we can use care as this really broad word or meaning, as warm-heartedness, maybe some attentiveness, you know, with some kindness. And so one way to help increase our capacity in which we can do this, because right, it's not easy. I'm not saying that's okay, you know, once you heard these verses, now that you know it, you know, you'll be perfect and go out to do it. Of course not. But this is a direction. This is a North Star in which we can point ourselves, point our lives, point our actions. So in order to increase our capacity, it can be really helpful to do this loving kindness practice, to have this experience of warm-heartedness, to have the, so that the mind and the heart know how to be open and caring and warm. The more that we practice this, the easier it gets, and the easier it gets that we can meet hatred with non-hatred. It is a practice, though. It's not something that we can necessarily do immediately. And this is a big part of why we do loving kindness practice. Not the only reason, there's lots of different reasons. But this one is to increase our capacity and our ease with which we can access this non-hatred, quote unquote, so that we can access care when we're experiencing or seeing the opposite of care. So, to begin our meditation practice, you can adopt a posture that has some relaxation and some ease and some alertness. It's worthwhile taking some time paying attention to the body and getting comfortable. And I think I'll put another little cushion under my knee here after I said this. It's hard to be open-hearted, warm-hearted, open-minded when we have a lot of physical pain. So see if you can be kind with yourself and settle in a way that feels easeful and that you can sustain and has some alertness. And we can bring our awareness to the whole body, just checking in. Are there some areas that feel like they have some tightness? Some tension? Maybe first, just bring your awareness to those areas with care, with warm-heartedness. You don't have to immediately try to get rid of them or make them be different. Just acknowledge. It's like this right now. Are there some areas in the body that feel neutral? It's not particularly pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe if I hadn't said this, you wouldn't have noticed. Maybe the pressure of the chair, the cushion. Maybe whatever your hands are touching. Are there some areas in the body that have some pleasant sensations or maybe some well-being or ease, spaciousness, softness, warmth? We're just noticing. Maybe it feels nice to feel the rhythm of the breath. It's not the case for 100% of people, but for many people, it's nice to feel the inhales and exhales. Allow your mind to rest on the sensations of breathing. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just hanging out with the sensations of breathing. if you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a being for whom it's easy to love, easy to feel warm-hearted, easy to feel care, goodwill, kindness. This might be somebody that you know. It might not be somebody that you know. That might be kittens, puppies, or babies. I saw some baby goslings the other day, and it just filled me with delight to see these cute little fluffy creatures. So you might feel into your body and see if there's any sense of warmth or spaciousness having brought this lovable being to mind. It's perfectly fine if there isn't anything in particular. But if there is, see if you can allow that sensation to support you. To grow if it would like, or maybe strengthen without our doing anything, just allowing, simply allowing. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can say the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe there's one phrase that really resonates with you. Maybe you repeat that one phrase. Or you use different words that resonate meaningful for you. Then we can expand our loving kindness to include ourselves in the same way. Bring either an image of yourself or a felt sense of yourself to mind in a way that feels comfortable, supportive. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then, if we want to meet hatred with non-hatred, it's really helpful to have equanimity, have access to equanimity. And part of equanimity is having some clarity about what we can control and what we can't control. So for equanimity practice, bring to mind somebody with whom you have a relationship and you care about them. And sometimes there's a little bit of tension, a little bit of difficulties, a little bit of annoyance. It's best not to choose the most difficult relationship. We're cultivating the capacity here. We don't have to pick up the heaviest weights the first when we are just beginning. So bringing this person to mind, the mildly irritating but lovable person to mind, and say this phrase, I wish you happiness and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness. And I cannot make your choices for you. And for these last minutes of the meditation, check in with yourself and see what feels like the right practice to do now. Maybe staying with equanimity practice, loving kindness for yourself, loving kindness for a lovable being. Maybe mindfulness of breathing or mindfulness of the body. What would be the caring thing to do right now? And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. If you'll read this verse again. Hatred never ends through hatred. By non-hate alone does it end. This is an ancient truth. Quite something that thousands of years ago they said it was an ancient truth. It's ancient on ancient. So now's an opportunity to talk about this a little bit. You can talk. I'd like to break you up into small groups. If you'd prefer not to be in small groups, you feel like tonight's not the evening to do that, and you can leave now with a bow. But I think it's enormously helpful and fun to talk with other people. And so you can discuss either what that meditation period was like for you or some ideas that you have about loving kindness in this practice, or even like meditating on Zoom. Or you could talk about this idea that only non-hatred is how hatred ends. What are some ideas that you have about what non-hatred is and what this might mean, this verse here, one of your interpretations? So see here, set you up here. So you have 13 minutes. So that's not a tremendous amount of time. And you'll be in groups of, looks like some people left here. So now I'm going to redo the rooms here. Okay, so there'll be four or three in the rooms, and hope you have a good time. See you in a minute, or I guess 13 minutes. Bye. I don't know if you'd like to unmute yourself and make a comment. Yes, Lydia.
In our group, that we kind of like the freedom of that says use the non-hatred instead of love, because sometimes in order to go against the hatred, we cannot summon up the love right away, but we need to be authentic to ourselves. And so we can start somewhere that may not be love, but we can start somewhere it's non-hatred and start from there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment?
That's so true. That's just very simply true. I mean, every time I'm thinking of hate right now, I'm thinking of our present political situation and our president, who I very much hate. And it sort of just raised that. I mean, every time I use that word today, I keep saying, who do I hate right now? And it's definitely that. And I want to hate him, you know, and but I can't love him. And starting to look at a different kind of mind state as opposed to just hating. It's like, how can I fix this? In this blue bubble I live in San Francisco, how can I help with taking this guy down, you know? Anyway, so the non-hatred idea is great. Because I don't love him.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it would be a little bit creepy if we loved everybody, right? That's right. That we use this word love to mean something in particular or general, but... Yeah, this recognition that non-hate can be interpreted so many different ways. And partly, I mean, non-hate, I'm sure, Chris, you have this experience too. When we feel the hatred, it doesn't feel good, right? When we feel it. And so this non-hatred is a shift towards feeling better, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more spacious, a little bit more open, something like this.
I was wondering, I've always done guided meditations for metta. How do you do metta if you don't have like a guided meditation to listen to?
Yeah. So one is you could just be saying these phrases to yourself. So you could be doing kind of like your own version of a guided meditation, saying, may you be happy, may you be safe. Or some people do, and they find it easier. So it's different people have different, ease with different things, to the idea of just radiating warmth, just radiating kindness, well-being. So, and then some vague kind of way, just tap into this feeling of warmth and care and send it out or send it to yourself or something like that. So you can either use the phrases or you can, which is just called radiate loving kindness. And some people have, facility with one over the other. Okay, so it's 7:00. I want to thank all of you, and I want to respect your time. So I'm going to unmute us all so that we could say goodbye in this kind of loud, noisy way with all of us speaking at the same time. So... deep bows to you all, and thank you.
Good night to everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Love to see you again.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Buenas noches.
You're learning fast.
I'm learning a little bit here.
I know.
Thank you.
I have one really practical question. When you say you're recording, where do I go to find the recording?
Oh, I'm uploading them onto Audio Dharma, the same place as if I were at IMC.
I was looking for videos everywhere.
I'm not recording videos. Nope,
I understand now.
Just the audio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Diana,
yes,
you said just quick on the Zoom. Yeah. You said the visual. You know how you help that lady to fix it.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Okay, So I'm going to do it myself, and I'm going to talk to you what I'm doing.
Okay.
And so you won't be able to see me, I think. So you know this, and maybe you could be doing this at the same time.
Choose visual background?
Yeah, so choose virtual background, yeah.
Yes, virtual.
And then do you see that you have these choices of virtual backgrounds? And then there's a sign, this word, it says, below, it says, manually pick the color of the background if the detected color is not accurate. Do you see that?
Let me see. I only have two choices. One said, I have a green screen. The other one said, mirror my video.
And what's exactly above that?
Above that is all the pictures.
Oh, so you don't have this manually pick the color of the background?
No.
Okay. So I should show you what's behind me. So actually, this is a virtual background.
Okay.
This is what's, look at me. Can you see me now?
Yes. Yes.
See, I actually have this green thing and it's pretty much all the same color.
Oh.
And having this all the same color is what the computer needs.
Oh.
When I look at you now, I can see, you know, you have lots of different colors. So it's hard for the computer to tell the difference between what's the background and what's Lydia. There, right? Yes, exactly.
If you do
oh, that's beautiful, Lydia. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that gorgeous? Okay, maybe I turn on the light.
Well, so now go to that one. Go to the, back to virtual background.
Wait, I'm sorry. It's right at the bottom of the picture of the virtual background.
Yeah.
It says manually pick the color of the background. So what do I do?
So click on that little square that's below. It's like maybe white or something. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, I did.
And now click on the picture of you with that little on the wall behind you. Like tell the computer, what is the background? And actually, you know, that light is probably not going to work. You probably have to turn that off. Oh. You disappeared. Oh my God, that's hilarious. So I wonder if the light... Oh, I recognize this photo.
Yeah.
I wonder if the... is it possible for you? Because I have a light that's looking right at my face. So that it's, you know, behind the camera. So that the background is like, can be as even as possible.
I see.
Oh, okay. So now I see that you've sat down. Maybe you can try it again. Oh, this is perfect, Lydia. Where you're sitting is perfect. So try it again. Have this virtual background.
Okay. I try another one. I try San Francisco. Oh, it's better. It's better. Look.
Yes. Yes. Much better.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you.
So now, Lydia, try where you manually choose the square. You know, go back to choose virtual, the background, and underneath the pictures, it says to manually choose the background color. So now move the cursor so that it's like just next to your head and click.
Oh, I see.
So now you're telling the computer, what happened? Yeah, I'm surprised by this. This is so funny.
Okay, let me go back to this. Let's see.
So I wonder why it's not working.
I saw this little plus. Oh,
yes, exactly.
Yes. I put it on top of my head.
No. You're trying to tell it what is the background. So put it next to your head.
Next to my head.
So let's try this again. So go to choose virtual background. Okay. Virtual background.
Okay, hang on. Let me turn the light, the overhead light on. Okay. Try the virtual background.
So we'll go back to that.
Yes.
And then you see that little square that says manually pick the color of the background?
Yes.
So click on that. And then click, let's see, this is where I'm clicking. I'm clicking, so it's like right here, right next to my head.
Okay.
Oh, so it doesn't, I wonder why it's doing that.
Hang on. Let me see.
You know why, Lydia? Actually, because when I look at you right now, your skin tone and the background aren't so different. The computer can't necessarily tell the difference. That's why I have green. Because I was having the same problem. Because right, my skin is the same color as the wall. So
you go find a green background to put on.
I paid $8 from Amazon. This is a sheet that I just hung up on the wall.
Oh yes.
Just because I spend a lot of time, and I just want to have a neutral background. I just want to be neutral.
Right, got it. That makes sense. Okay. No,
So I had blue sheets. I had blue sheets on my bed, and I started with that just to learn. So I don't know what color your sheets are, but that's probably what's needed is like a colored sheet or something like that because the computer can't tell the difference.
Yes, I just need to hang some sheets up. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful to touch base with you. I was sending you metta this morning when I saw you on the retreat. It was, I don't know, it makes my heart sing to see you. So it's very nice.
Thank you. We loved your session. This beautiful. It's we during the breakout room, we said, we're so lucky to have Diana here.
Oh, that's nice.
Your hair is getting so long.
I know.
You know that picture when you sign off?
Yeah.
That hair is really long in that picture. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I've never seen that. Last time I was trying to ask you, is there anything I can help you with?
You know, I think it's going okay. We don't have that many checks that are coming in. And I've just been processing them. And Claudine helped me with doing the credit card stuff. Is that what you're asking me about? Is finance things, right?
Yes.
So right now I feel like finance things are okay. We'll see. You know, if this keeps on going, then maybe we'll work out something for other people to process some of the checks or something. But right now it seems reasonable. So thank you for asking.
Are you doing okay with the retreat? Because retreat, probably we're going to have a lot of transactions.
So the good news is that we changed the IRC website to make it different for PayPal. So if you want to donate for PayPal, there's a button specifically for this retreat. So that makes it so much easier. It just gets it all organized. Paul Wallace, it's much easier. So I don't think it'll be hard, actually.
Okay.
It's actually a little bit easier than it was before. So.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so everything going to funnel, most of them going to funnel through PayPal. Then we just have that one transaction, like we
exactly.
book.
Exactly. Okay.
Got it. So, yeah, let me know if there's anything I can help with. Seems like you're just like superwoman.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You're superwoman. Lydia, you're doing all this retreat practice. That's so great. I love it. I love it.
I love it too. I take advantage of this.
So nice, right? We're so lucky, right, to be part of this community that's just offering a lot.
I know. It really shows during this special time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I better let you go.
Yes, thank yes. So I'm sorry. We're supposed to be on retreat, but it's nice talking with you, Lydia.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.